Welcome to the Bruins Basketball Show. Johnny Gamet alongside Coach Tony Miller, and have one of the Bruins basketball players. We have Chapman Harwood here. Chap, thanks so much for taking the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for asking again. It's super fun. It's like a fourth, fifth time. So
I know.
I'm pro now.
You're a regular. Yeah. Right? You know, it's like we always have Chap on here. Chap, you know, I know last year was kind of a roller coaster of emotions for you because, you know, you came into the season really kind of excited, particularly to play with Nate, and then Nate goes down in the off season, and so you kind of had to assume, okay, I'm going to have to really take a lot of the guard duties, and you know, had an incredible first game, and then, you know, game two went down. And so just talk about some of the emotions that you went through last year, especially having come back from an ACL injury the year before that.
So when I first came back from the second one, well, I mean the first one, like I was playing fine. Like I worked on my shot a lot, so like I felt good. And like honestly, the leg didn't bother me too much, the right leg. But when I started playing, like it would hurt after, but nothing crazy, nothing I was too worried about. So yeah, after the first game, played fine. Like I just caught a cramp at the end. Like that was the only really, like nothing else. Didn't tweak it. Jumped fine. Like had some like layups where I got pretty high, so I felt good with that. And then second game comes around, like I felt good coming into the game, knowing who we're playing against and our personnel. Like, we obviously missing Nate. We still got Jason. Like, Chris was a big factor then. And then our freshmen, like Blake and Stone, coming up big, like, on the with threes and all that. But going into it, like, I knew it was going to be tough because they like to shoot. So I came out. I was like, all right, I can shoot too. So I wanted to shoot some. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll just stay out. So I get on this fast break coming down. You know, it was just a normal jump. Like, it was really just a jump stop. And it was a one-on-three, so it wasn't smart. So that's why I stopped. And I remember Q, and then I heard one of the coaches in the background yelling. Coach Miller don't yell a lot, so it's probably Coach U. So I remember yelling, saying stop. So I stopped, and it just – I heard one pop, and it just kind of, like, slipped out. So I just stopped right there. I knew something was bad because, like, if you hear a pop and it hurts, that's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I was looking at Zach. I was like, all right, Zach, this hurts really bad. And I'm not laughing, but I'm, like, smiling, like, dang, I just did this again. So I come out, and after that, we end up getting drilled in the mouth. So I was like, okay. So I leave like halfway through the game, go get an MRI like the next day. Turns out I didn't find out the results till we played Pfeiffer, which is we played Johnson like on a Saturday. I didn't find out till I think Tuesday. So we had a little like anticipation, like what is it? And I figured it was. So Taylor said, hey, it's an ACL. So I was like, all right. And then like as soon as I thought about that, I thought about like Jesus when he was in the Bible in the Garden of Eden when he was crying like literally blood. And he had the cup. He didn't want to drink the cup that was coming to him. Like, it was Jesus, and he knew what he was going to face with the crucifixion and all. And I remember him saying, like, Lord, take this cup from me. And at the end of the day, like, we all have our burdens, our ACLs, our friends that die, like, tragedies that happen. And you just have to say, all right, this is my cup. I got to drink it and give glory to him somehow. And also, like, I always look back at Psalm 44:8, like, and all what you do, like all the days, give glory to God. Basically saying, whatever you do all day, every day, give glory to him. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, you're going to be seen for what you do and how you react and how you impact people with how you act, like stuff like that. So that's the main thing I got from that.
So you get injured and then it's time for rehab again, right?
Yeah.
And what is your mindset or how is this different this time than last time?
So yeah, it was... So it was the same injury, ACL and meniscus, but the first surgery was with the hamstring. It was a totally different surgery. The second one was with patella. So I got two different scars. So I knew it was a lot more painful, the second one, as in, like, just the surgery and the rehab itself and just how long it was. Because the first one, like, we were winning, so it felt like, all right, they don't really need me. Like, I'm going to do my thing. Like, I'm like, I'm fine watching them win. Like, I wanted to play, but... I mean, it's fun watching your team win, all your guys.
And you were killing it on social media for
the
guys.
That also helped.
You're doing it there.
Yeah, that was fun. And then the second one, like, it was a lot harder just knowing I was not something good, but, like, we weren't very good, so it made me look better than I really was. So just knowing, oh, I could help this team a lot more than last year's team. Just knowing the fact that being out hurt you because, like, Jason, John, and Dan out there struggling to get up 50 points, struggling on defense bad. Like, we were getting beat by Emmanuel by 60. Like, it was no fun, like, at all. And I was just remember thinking, man, I really want to get this over with. But I knew, like, I injured it in the point of the season, like, November, where there was no way I was going to be back. Mm-hmm. Like, it was going to be 4 months to get back from, if we made a national championship, it would have been 4 months exactly. So, like, I knew as soon as I did, I was like, there's no way I'm coming back at least to this year. So I was like, all right, just do what you did last year with Instagram, come to every practice, encourage. And I was a captain still, so I was like, all right, be leadership. Because it's hard to lead when you're out there, but much less, it's a whole lot harder when you're not out there. Like, yeah. So it's, because, you know, in the trenches, they say, like, you say, hey, John White, like, you can take a better shot than that. He's like, how do you know? You're not playing. So, like, he didn't say that. I'm just saying, like, that's, like, stuff yeah, I went through talking about. Yeah, yeah, thinking about. So that was hard. And rehab was just frustrating because, like, I tore more meniscus on this one, so it's harder with, like, tissue damage, all that stuff. But it was long, let's say that.
So you're excited about this year, obviously, and hopefully, mm-hmm. Lord willing, we're not going to have another knee injury from the ACL. They hopefully put some extra strong rubber bands in there or something, right? Like the Adrian Peterson ACL, whatever they did for his tendon, because it seems to be okay now. But coming into this season, what is your excitement level? You know, obviously, we have a lot of guys coming back. Nate's coming back healthy. Mm-hmm. Other guys who were injured last year are going to be coming back healthy. And we've got these guys who, like you said, kind of were thrown into the fire of having to really produce, mm-hmm. have a year of experience under their belts. And we've got a lot of talented, you know, recruits and freshmen coming in. So how excited are we for the season coming up?
So, yeah, we have. I mean, I tell everybody, they're all like, how are you going to be? I'm like, well, we got two All-Americans coming back, Jason, Nate. Probably two of the best five players in this history for sure. Probably not the best two, like mismatch everywhere. And then we got like shooters coming back, John and Dan. Like, I think it was the best thing for us to get me and Nate to get injured because they just got thrown in there and like they stepped up huge. And like they're going to be really good this year, I think, like super good. We could go really deep. Like, I think obviously we want to win a national championship. Obviously, we want to win a region championship first, but like, we've done that too the past 3 years, and like we should have won it this year. We'll definitely try to win that again. We should be able to. And I think, I mean, our goal should be to win the national championship. Yeah. Like, I always, there's a verse in Esther, like Esther 4:14. It says, like, how do you know you weren't made for a time like this? Talking about like Esther to Haman and Mordecai and all that. It's saying like, hey, Esther, how do you not know you're made for a time like this? And I look back at that, I'm like, all right, Nate got injured. I had like 3 games and I got injured. And then John Dan got thrown, like, we all, like, how do you know we weren't made for a time like this? And, like, I love that verse just saying, like, this is our time. Like, I mean, Nate's maybe got another year or two with if he takes the red shirt. I'm probably here another 14 years, so I'll see you guys around. But, I mean, Jason, it's his last year, so it should be a fun one for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks, Chad, for joining us on the show today. We appreciate the time.
No, thanks for having me.
Be sure to hit that subscribe button to keep up with the Bruins basketball team this year. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BJUBruinsMBB. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Bruins Basketball Show.